The import sanctions are aimed at sending a message to Burma, where the military regime, known as the State Peace and Development Council, or SPDC, refuses to hand over power to a government elected in 1990, and where democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi remains under house arrest. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is the top Republican in the Senate and chief sponsor of the measure.
These sanctions would continue to show the SPDC that the United States stands squarely with the long-suffering people of Burma and against its brutal regime.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, is a co-sponsor.
We will not remain silent. We will not stand still until Aung San Suu Kyi and all political prisoners are released and democratic government is restored in Burma.
Feinstein said some 1,300 political prisoners remain in Burmese jails. She highlighted other aspects of the country's poor human rights record.
The practice of rape as a form of repression has been sanctioned by the Burmese military. Use of forced labor is widespread. Human trafficking is rampant.
The sanctions bill, which was passed by the House of Representatives Monday, now goes to President Bush for his expected signature. Import sanctions were first imposed on Burma under a 2003 law. The United States also imposes an arms embargo against Burma, along with restrictions on exports and financial transactions. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.